From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel begins a ground offensive against Hamas. Ukraine says an act of terrorism brought down a Malaysian passenger plane. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Israel has launched a ground offensive in the Gaza Strip aimed at halting Palestinian rocket attacks after 10 days of intense fighting between Israel and Hamas. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he instructed the country's military to begin the operation late Thursday with a goal of destroying what they called terror tunnels leading from Gaza to Israel. A statement said the aim of the operation is to bring peace to Israeli citizens and to strike a serious blow to Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. News reports say all power had been cut in Gaza City as of late Thursday. Palestinian health officials say 227 people have been killed in the fighting. One Israeli has died. VOA's Gabe Josselow is watching the situation from Jerusalem.
We're hearing that the Israeli Defense Forces have launched ground operations. They've entered into Gaza, for the first time, putting troops on the ground. Before now, the operations have been mostly from the air and from the sea, striking very specific targets in Gaza to go after Hamas militants, in particular rocket firing sites. What we're hearing now is that they're moving across the border. An analyst has told me that he believes the operations are to target some of Hamas's tunneling activities after some militants were found to be tunneling across the border from Gaza into Israel. So the point of this operation is to stop that activity.
Thousands of Israeli soldiers had massed along the border with Gaza in recent days in anticipation of a ground invasion. Since last week, Israel has carried out airstrikes in more than 2,000 targets in Gaza, and Hamas has launched more than 1,000 rockets at Israel. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says a Malaysian passenger jet was blown out of the sky over eastern Ukraine Thursday and did not crash by accident. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Jeff Selden says U.S. officials confirmed the plane was hit by a missile and that it is unclear who fired the missile or whether it came from Russian or Ukrainian territory. The official says the plane was likely deliberately targeted by someone who may have mistaken it for a military transport plane. The Boeing 777 with 295 passengers and crew was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. It crashed in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region near the town of Shinze. Witnesses and reporters say body parts and smoldering debris were scattered across a charred field. Ukraine accuses pro-Russian separatists of shooting down the plane with a ground-to-air missile. Rebel leaders say a Ukrainian fighter jet brought it down. Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations, Yuri Sergeyev, says Ukraine will present evidence of what he claims is Russian military involvement in the crash at an urgent Security Council meeting Friday. The Malaysian Prime Minister, Najib Razak, said he cannot confirm the plane was shot down, but he said the pilot did not send out any distress call.
The Ukrainian authorities believe that the plane was shot down. At this stage, however, Malaysia is unable to verify the cause of this tragedy. But we must and we will find out precisely what happened to this flight. No stone will be left unturned.
A NATO statement says much is unclear about the circumstances of the crash, but it says Russian-backed separatists have created an increasingly dangerous situation. A number of U.S. and international airlines say they will avoid the airspace over the border between Russia and eastern Ukraine. The audit of all ballots cast in Afghanistan's June 14th presidential runoff has begun, all in hope of dissolving the deadlock over who did win. After transport to Kabul, the 8 million ballots cast in the runoff are expected to be scrutinized for adherence to official standards to prove or rule out ballot stuffing or other irregularities. The process is expected to take several weeks. The rival presidential candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani agreed to a full UN-supervised audit of the runoff poll and committed to abide by the results.
That's the latest world news from VOA.